You mentioned one training session with your GP. Have you had any other outside help for dealing with your mother and sister's diabetes?
Well, from the NHS, I've never had any training or guidance other than that one training on how to use the glucagon injection. And I think to some extent because my mum has dealt with diabetes all her life and she's well educated on everything to do with diabetes, I haven't needed anything, because she has always told me everything that I need to do. I think for in a different situation, if someone in a family is completely newly diagnosed and no one else in the family has had diabetes before, then that would be a big problem. I would have needed a lot of training, well, not training, but just to know there's a huge amount of things you have to know about diabetes, and I would have needed sort of direct guidance with from the NHS or something like that. But outside actually the NHS, I mean, Tasha's had friends who she's sort of quite artificially been set up with because of diabetes. Because mum's, you know, thought it'd be nice for her to speak to someone else with diabetes. And I certainly remember one occasion when she came round, and when a girl of her age came round who was diabetic. I remember speaking to her brother for just a few minutes, but certainly nothing. We didn't really discuss anything about diabetes. We had a little chat, but just as you would with anyone else, really. I didn't feel like there wasn't anything I needed to get off my chest about it or anything, because it's not in everyday life, it's not a big deal, it's nothing. You don't have all these, in general, you won't have a lot of pent up worries or anything. So it was nice to see someone else in the same situation, but we certainly didn't go into any emotional discussions about how it was, what life was like with a diabetic sister at all.